Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Magical Main Street Memories Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact John and Sandy at 856-227-9200 or hop on their website at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. For all your Central Florida scooter needs, contact Scooter Vacations at 866-778-4748 or hop on their website at scootervacations.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 104, the WDW Magical Main Street Memories Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Good, Doug.
Sorry, buddy, we're still trying to get the bugs worked out, but we're making steps. WordPress is a major procedure for us, and we're trying to get through it, but we keep recording because we want to keep getting the news out there for everybody. We have to have our opinion out there, don't we, Dan?
Oh, yeah, that's the utmost importance.
So how's everything going in Boston, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. It's a beautiful weekend, I should say, up here in New England, and it's looking forward to talking some Disney today.
So are you going to just have a straight iced coffee this morning here at the bar, or are you going to add a little, slip a little Mickey in there?
No, just the straight stuff for now.
Okay, I'm having a Pepsi with my eggs over easy, pork roll, and hash brown.
Wow.
Sound good?
It does sound good. I'm coming down there.
Okay, and a side of tomato juice. Don't forget the tomato juice. And I'm not upset because I didn't have a V8. I like straight tomato juice.
Okay.
So let's get into a little news, buddy.
All right. A couple things I have here. I know we covered a lot of the Frozen events that are happening over at the studios last week, and that seems to be a fan favorite, if you will. I've heard nothing but good things about all the activities. They have the fireworks, the take-along Olaf. I don't know if you saw that, Doug, where they give you the, what do they call them, flatties or flats or whatever, basically Olaf on a stick. You go around the park and you take pictures, and if you hashtag, Olaf in a tweet, Disney looks at all of those, and then you may appear up on the big sorcerer's hat at the end of the night before the fireworks.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw or heard. Anyways, Mike Rauman, actually, he got up there. He was, him and his family were on the, I think the first night that they had it, if I'm not mistaken. So he was pretty proud of that. But if you go through your Twitter feed, you might see a bunch of pictures and say, why are these people all holding up a stick with Olaf on it and, in front of different things? And it's a pretty good, social media, event, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. Just a little fun. It's kind of like that thing at the Magic Kingdom, you know, how they used to put all the families up throughout the day.
Yeah, on the castle.
Yeah, I think they're doing a similar thing on the Sorcerer's Hat as part of this Frozen fireworks event at night. So it's a pretty cool little thing.
I think it's cool that it's it puts everybody in on the inside joke.
Exactly.
So when you're seeing everybody go around with the little Olaf on the stick, you're cracking up because everybody knows what everybody's doing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's a fool together.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, if you don't know what's going on, it's like, that's weird. Why are they doing that? But, and then they got the dance party and the live band and the Wandering Oaken's Trading Post in Frozen Funland, which we talked about with the skating rink and all that stuff. And they also have the for the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. And that's a 20-minute show that's presented multiple times throughout the day. So that's all part of this whole Frozen thing.
I actually seen that the other day on YouTube.
What'd you think?
I think it's good because I'll go hop on the rides.
Right. Well,
I mean, it's okay. It'll be great for your kids with your daughters and stuff because Anna and Elsa's up on stage and there's a narrator and everybody's making you sing with them and he's messing up. Then Olaf pops out on the screen. It's cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm happy about it because, again, I'm just glad they're putting stuff in the studios.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I look at it, too. I mean, none of this stuff really interests me. But again, you know, I'm looking at it as, you know, an older person that doesn't have young kids right now. If my kids were, you know, 5 or 6 years old, I mean, this would be huge, which it is with the young families. So you're right. This might take some of the pressure off some of the attractions where those of us that aren't really interested in stuff like this may have shorter wait times in line.
Well, what I like about it is and one of the reasons why I want the studios to come back, and I know Matt and them, I love the studios. Don't get me wrong, the first year we went, I thought that was my favorite park. It was like an illusion, but I thought it was.
Right.
But, you know, we went back the following year and it became Epcot because the first year we went, we were, like, flying so much, we didn't get to appreciate Epcot the way we needed to.
Right.
You know. And it's just, it's hard to explain, but I love the studios, and I think if they can put more things in the studios, it'll balance, and I love the idea that Avatar Land's coming to Animal Kingdom, and the reason being is because it'll balance out all four parks.
Right.
Because you can barely ever go to Magic Kingdom or go to Epcot, where Future World or the Magic Kingdom isn't packed.
Right.
Anymore.
Right. I mean, in a perfect scenario, Disney would love to have, you know, the crowds dispersed pretty evenly across all four theme parks. I mean, that would be the best case scenario, you know, to get crowds going to one place or another. But obviously with special events and stuff like that, you're always going to have days where one park is more crowded than the other. And just by the fact that, you know, the Magic Kingdom is what it is, I mean, it'll probably always, you know, outdraw the other three. But I think you're right, with these coming attractions that we hear about, it'll certainly you know, get more people to them places and potentially stay longer at those places.
Yeah, because the thing that's going to be great about to go on to not talk about studios but to switch at the Animal Kingdom, but like with Avatar Land, once that's developed, that means the Animal Kingdom is going to be staying open later.
Right.
And if there's more people there, that's less people at Epcot, the studios, and Matt. It'll disperse the crowds better, and I think it'll be more. Because I don't see more people, per se, coming just because of that. It is, I don't think Avatar Land's going to be. I think the first few months, it'll be enormous, but I don't think it's going to be Harry Potter, because Harry Potter has a cult following.
Right.
If you follow me. But just like Star Wars does. I think Star Wars will be more of an impact.
Right.
But I think Avatar Land's going to enhance the Animal Kingdom, and everybody's, you're going to want to see it when you're there. It's going to be something real, it's going to add, but I don't think it's going to be over the top the way if you made a whole Star Wars theme land or like Harry Potter is. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen is, and you know, you hear about this as much as it displeases you to hear it, but, you know, a lot of folks go down for 4 or 5 days or a week and they don't even go to Animal Kingdom. I think now that's going to take one of their days in their vacation, they're definitely going to go, or those that do go and do the quick 3-hour jaunt in and out are now going to stay for the day, or maybe make a day of it and make an ADR at night. You know, they got that, you know, the parade, not the parade, but the that river show that's going to be coming there. So they're going to have entertainment and, you know, with Avatar Land to fill a full day at the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, for people that aren't just flat-out animal lovers like we are. Like, we love to explore. I spend all day there every time we go. Like, this next trip, I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't for... We're going to be there now probably 5 days is what we're looking at, 6 and 5, because we're going to be in Florida at my client's house, and then we're stopping at North Carolina. We're doing a few other things. But if we were going to do the 3 days, there was a good possibility. If it wasn't for the Frozen deal, I might not have gone to the studios if we did 3 days.
Right.
to be honest with you.
No, that's what I'd do. That's just me.
You know, or I might have flew in the morning, did Toy Story and left, and maybe Great Movie Ride. Now, I would have did Toy Story, Great Movie Ride, and left.
Right.
There's nothing else I have to do there.
No,
So it would have been a hit and run and over to the Animal Kingdom, or vice versa. Go to the Animal Kingdom all day and then do the studios that night, like when it closed, just to do. I would have got fast passes just for Toy Story that night.
Right, right.
So.
I can't argue with that.
But now I'll be able to see all four, so.
Continuing along with the Frozen theme here, Disney released a Frozen Summer Fun Premiere Package. And again, you know this kind of sticks in my craw because this keeps coming up over and over and over again. But if you don't want to be one of the regular people and wait in line and see things as they happen with everyone else there, you can, for $59 for an adult or $34 for a child, you can buy this package. And what it will get you is refreshments at Min and Bill's Dockside Diner at 10:30. You get a reserved viewing area for the 11 o'clock Anna and Elsa Royal Welcome Procession that comes down Hollywood Boulevard. So they must have a roped-off area or some viewing area where you'll have access to. You also get a reserved seat for one performance of for the first time in forever, the Frozen Sing-Along, and that's shown multiple times throughout the day from 12:30 to 7. And you also get access to an exclusive dessert party, and that happens at 8:30. It's held in a reserved area, and that's just preceding the Frozen Fireworks Spectacular. So if you got big bucks and you want to spend it, you can go ahead and do that.
But let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
First of all, you're going to have to expand that crawl of yours. Because it's getting pretty full now. You have to turn it into a full closet. It can't be a little crawl anymore.
Okay.
It's going to be a walk-in closet pretty soon. But anyway, what's the difference between that, though, Dan, and paying having the dinner package for Fantasmic? You're getting lunch and you're getting dessert. So you're basically just paying for food.
Well, no. In this case, you're getting a better viewing area than most.
Well, you get the same thing at Fantasmic, and we're going to be talking about this in a couple of minutes with the Candlelight Processional. You can do that and get seating. And I don't know if it's definitely going to be 100% better. It's just you're guaranteed seating for the spot. Until we know where the seats are, you can't guarantee they're going to be better.
No, that's true. I mean, not having seen where these reserved areas are, it's hard to say. It just bothers me that they put a premium and for people that have access or have the means to pay for extra stuff like this, get something better. And you say it correctly, and maybe it's not a direct analogy, but, you know, why should somebody else that may not have the financial means get something better, or their kids get something better than your kids, when we're all paying to get through the gate?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. This is where I draw my line a little bit, where I make the exceptions is you're paying for lunch. So you're planning your deal. It isn't like buying a special fast pass.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is you're getting something else out of it. They're making it like the dinner experiences, and I kind of like them. So, I'm kind of on both sides of the fence on this one. I get what you're saying. Like, I don't want anybody having extra fast passes or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is like a dinner or lunch package, I don't frown as much.
Well, it just says refreshments, so I don't think it's a full-on dinner per se. I don't know. They don't say what refreshments are, but
yeah, if it's lunch or whatever it is,
yeah.
I don't know exactly what you're getting there.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll start to hear about people that want to do that. But it kind of gets back to also, you know, time is money. When you know you don't have to wait in line for these things, mm-hmm. you're going to have a fast pass, a reserved seat for one performance for the first time in forever. I mean, mm-hmm. you're going to have some sort of band or some sort of, come on right in. Everyone else.
Well, what they'll probably do now is add it right to your Magic Band. It'll be kind of like now how, because we've done the Fantasmic Dinner Show before.
Yeah.
Because we eat at the, and the reason I did it is because the Brown Derby costs so much, I figured at least I get Fantasmic out of it.
Right.
And so we've done the Brown Derby with the Fantasmic Dinner Show and all,
mm-hmm.
and you get the little, you get your, the ticket to get in there. Like, so I'm sure like now they'll add it on to your band to get into, to see the show. It'll probably be like a fast pass or add on to your Magic Band, I'd say something like that.
Right. And again, I do get it. We talked about this in the past. You know, with food and wine, you got the base food and wine, but you can also buy all kinds of different packages to have dinners with the chefs and different experiences, I guess. And, you know, this isn't anything new. I mean, I'm not just, down on this thing. It just seems like they're going more and more and more and more to these exclusive, you know, there's everyone else, and then there's going to be, you know, for people that have more money, they can have a better experience. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I'm not totally disagreeing with you until I want to, like, hopefully I'm going to be down there in a few weeks, and I'll be able to see what the VIP section is and see what this is all about if we're there. You know, I'll try to, you know, play Inspector Gadget over here.
Well,
see what the hell
I think you ought to buy the package and actually experience it.
No, if I had to order, I would.
I'm
but
just teasing you.
We thought about buying the, my wife was talking to me about us three buying the special bands now that they have at the studios.
Oh, the Frozen ones?
Yeah, the Olaf, the Anna, and Elsa.
Yeah, I think they're $20.
Yeah, well, my wife said I could be Olaf, she could be Anna, and her sister could be Elsa.
Ah, no, that'd be cool. The only word of caution I would give you, and I don't know, you know, this might have just been a fluke thing, but I was listening to Be Our Guest podcast, and Mike bought one of those bands, and what they do, because they don't want people buying them and selling them on eBay and stuff, they will transfer all of your information from the band you have onto that band. But Mike also said that it didn't work correctly. When they did that, it wouldn't open his room door. It wouldn't do anything, basically. So I don't know if that was just a glitch on him or if there's a glitch in the system. But you can't just buy the band and say, hey, you know, I want to buy the band. You actually, he said, you have to have the all the people that you're buying the bands for have to be present. You can't, like, say, oh, I'm buying one for my wife. She's, you know, over on the other side of the park. Because I guess they're so popular they don't want to see them on eBay and stuff.
No, I hear you. And I'll be honest with you, we probably won't do it because it's $75
yeah.
on top of it. You know, that's we could all eat at the Brown Derby for that.
Well,
that you know?
Yeah, no, that's just it. Choices, you know. $20.
But I like the idea of it. Like I told one of the cast members I spoke to the other day, I'm praying now. I wish that they would do the bands eventually that each resort that you're staying at has that resort on.
Oh, they definitely will. I'd bet you anything that we mentioned this, they're going to have attraction bands like the Mine Train that they gave out at the event. If they did that, they certainly can do Test Track Band, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They'll definitely do it.
Yeah, I'm just hoping, like, you check into Dixieland and Dixieland or Riverside, you get a Riverside band, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, maybe they'll just print one that says Disney Parks on them and it'll be all-inclusive.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I talked about that with a cast member, Prince, the other day when I was on the phone with booking for one of my clients. And we were talking about the new stores, the shops down at downtown, and he said he was in there. And I said, I love the idea that they have Haunted Mansion mugs and pirates and, you know, all the rides. It's nice to have something authentic to Walt Disney World compared to everything saying Disneyland, Walt Disney World and Disneyland on everything, parks. You know, I don't, that's one thing I'm not happy about.
No, that's been going on for a while. It seems like they're kind of going
reeling
back
a little bit.
Yeah, exactly, which is a good thing, but we'll see where that all goes. Just a couple other things. The Cinderella's Royal Table is going to be closed from January 5th to March 6th. It's that's going to break your heart. I know you eat there at least two or three times a trip, right?
Absolutely.
And not much other news happening other than Disney Springs is in full construction mode. They've removed some of the waterway around the former Pleasure Island area. The landing, the boathouse, all the structural steel is up. You can see the building starting to take shape. So,
my wife, I can't wait to get down there to see this. My wife might see me in boots, a hard hat, and sneaking onto the job site.
Yeah, welding, right? With your welding hood on.
Yeah, whatever, man. Just to get in there and do some work. I'll be carrying sheetrock and it won't even be ready to be rocked.
Yeah, no, hey, it's really starting to take form. I mean, it's pretty amazing how quickly the construction is happening down there. It seems like every couple of weeks we see pictures, or somebody takes a picture on Instagram or something, and they're going full bore down there.
Oh, I can't wait to, because we talked, and I'm hoping with everything going on with my trip is, like, we're still waiting for the pending sale. There's an offer in on the house, on my client's house, and settlement is tentatively for July 31st, and I'm praying to be able to go. We have final inspections on July 23rd, and that's when I'll kind of know, but we got into the prices, and I talked to you about it. It's a $90 difference for me to stay at French Quarter or Riverside, and I decided to save the $90 this time and stay at French Quarter to, you know, to do something different, because we've been there, but it's only been for a day here and there. We haven't done a week, a full vacation there yet.
Right.
And what do you think about that?
No, I think that's a wise choice, because you're obviously right next door to Riverside, and it's a short walk, over there to use the amenities. So if I was in your shoes, I would definitely do that. Save the $90. And take in the French Quarter, which is beautiful in itself, and they have the Dragon Pool, and you're still right on the Sasagula. They have a boat stop there, and you could get to Riverside or downtown the same as you would if you were at Riverside. So there's really no downside to it, other than you're physically not at Riverside. But other than that, you still have access to all those amenities, so why not?
And the rooms are pretty similar. The decor in them and the mansions are pretty close.
Yeah, I would agree. And they have more wrought iron railings and stuff to make it look like New Orleans and all that. But
it's down square.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, you're right. The rooms are probably identical, and I'm sure in square footage wise, they're the same. At least to my knowledge, they are.
Yeah, and I know we talked about Mike Rahman and all, and how I told him I like to be the furthest way from Riverside to walk back to the food court. Well, now I could walk from French Quarter down to Sascaula to the boat rights, I mean down to the food court,
right,
and then bring my food back. Now that'll be a journey.
Right, if you don't get attacked by birds or something along the way.
I'm the man for the job, Dan. I put a paper plate on top of the food to keep it warm as I'm walking back, or I get the plastic container top.
There you go.
I'm golden, baby. Yeah, because what I do is I get the plastic containers on the food, and then I get the silverware on an extra plate, and then you put another plate on top of that so the napkins don't blow off and stuff. I got it all down to a science for my 15-minute walk in the morning.
You've done this before.
About 20 times at that resort. But I can't wait to get on the river, go down to Sascaula and head over to downtown to see all this work going on.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
I'm geeked out about it.
It'll be quite a, when you come to the opening there, when you get out of the river itself, I'm sure, you know, first thing you're going to see is all that steel and the boathouse, I guess, and it ought to be pretty neat. Although they're probably still bringing you over behind, at least like I said, they were when I was down there. They're only dropping you off over behind House of Blues, so you'll have to walk back towards the where all the real construction is going on. But that's just,
you still get to see it from the cruise across the lake.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm sure.
Because I still never forget that till the day I die. And the first time we stayed there, it was just for the one night before we went back to Caribbean Beach. And I'll never forget, because we didn't have park tickets, so it's all we did is went to downtown and we had dinner and hung out. But we went there during the day and had a great time, roamed around and all, because we got there early. And then at night, we showered and all. We decided we were going back because it was like a big deal. I mean, it was so cool. We were, our mid-20s, going for back to downtown at Pleasure Island. And when that boat came down the stream, because it's so dark down the Sascaula past the tree houses and all that, isn't it? It's like really nice. It's a beautiful ride. And then when you all of a sudden you make that turn and come out over that water with all them lights, isn't that a beautiful view?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, it looks like Las Vegas or something, you know, and it's just such a dramatic difference from where you, like you said, it's like you're coming out of a cave, the darkness, and then you're into all this, all the neon lights. It's pretty impressive.
It was romantic for me and Brent, too, because it was like that trip, there was only like one other person on the boat.
Right.
So it was like our boat going there with the driver taking us down, and he wasn't talking too much. We got it. We've had the ones that are pretty cool. You every once in a while get the chatty Cathy of the drivers.
Right, right, right.
You know, that won't let you enjoy the trip. He's telling you all about the trip as you're enjoying the trip.
Yeah. Nah, most of them guys are pretty
yeah.
good, though.
Yeah, they're cool. But that's the whole reason, because we thought about Coronado. We thought about Wilderness. Actually, I got a good deal on Wilderness Lodge, but we decided to save on that one, and Caribbean Beach, we thought we're going to do a French Quarter this time.
Yeah, hey, nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful resort, and like I said, that's what I'd do if I were you.
So, you got anything else on the Frozen?
No, not on the Frozen in particular. Just one thing that's happening this weekend, and I apologize, folks. You're probably going to be hearing this after it expired, but a pretty cool thing that Disney's doing this weekend, the 12th and 13th, or the 12th through the 13th, it's create a complimentary personalized Share a Coke. And what this is they will emboss your name on a 7.5-ounce can of Coke and give it to you. So this is a free promo that they're doing, and I've seen some people on Twitter showing off their free can with their name on it. So it's a pretty cool little giveaway, and you don't get that too often down at Disney where they actually give you something, although I'm sure Coke's flipping the bill for a Disney's probably not costing Disney anything.
Free Coke advertisement.
Exactly, but it's a cool promotion, so anybody that was down there this weekend, the 12th and the 13th, I'm sure they took advantage of that. It's a pretty cool little gimmick, I guess.
So you don't think that if I asked them to put Butthead on it, and I could bring it home and give it to my brother as a souvenir?
Well, yes.
They wouldn't allow that?
Well, you can. If you buy the VIP package for $59, they'll allow you to put anything. No, I'm only kidding.
No. But that would be a nice souvenir for my brother. He knows it's what I call him. It would be very commemorative for him.
Yeah. I think I read, and I'm not positive, it's almost like, remember, well, they probably still do it, but you remember like all those little license plates that have your name on it, like when you go to Florida or whatever? I'm pretty sure they were all pre-made. They, you know, just made every name they could think of. I don't think it was one of those things where you get in line and they actually do it. I mean, they were printed on the label, you know, just like you'd get a can of Coke. It wasn't like they added it on. It was part of the actual...
God bless them, because some of the names that parents give their kids now, I don't know if they could possibly put all the names on a can.
Well, the only reason I say that, I don't know if you know Banks Lee, but he's on Twitter quite a bit, and he's on that, I'm not going to be able to remember it. He's on that Orlando show. They do a video cast. But anyways, his first name is Banks, and he said he was very surprised that they had his name, Banks, available. So, but I hear what you're saying. With everybody,
you
from
got
all...
Apple. You got people naming their kids Apple, North. I mean, look at the Kardashian kid, Northwest or whatever. Am I? Like, what are you, insane? I mean,
I couldn't tell you.
Well, you got all these names out there. Cucumber. What?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe they do them up there. Maybe, because I was just thinking about that. What about, you know, people from China? People from, you know, that's true. I don't know how they did it, but anyways. That's come and gone by the time you're hearing this, folks. So don't get uptight about it.
You talk to friends now, and they tell you the kid's name. It's very rare that you hear Bill or Charlie or Samantha. I mean,
right.
I mean, everybody, it's Buttercup, Blue. I mean, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know the kid, when he gets 18, he's going to be, why did you call me that, man?
Who knows? That goes back.
Speaking of that, did you see Whoopi's going to be back at the Candlelight Procession? Speaking of names.
Yeah, I did see that. I think they have six speakers or presenters already in line. Sharon Stone, I think, Whoopi Goldberg. Who else did I see? Jodie Benson. and there's three others that I didn't recognize their name. But as we know with these things, they tend to, you know, some people are on, then they're off, and it takes a while to kind of formalize the whole list. But there's some good names this year.
Yeah, you got Jody Benson's going to be there November 28th and 29th. You got Whoopi. December 5th and 6th. She'll be there December 5th and 6th. Sharon Stone is the 15th to the 17th. You got Anna Gasteyer from December 18th to the 20th. You got Marlene Madeline from the 21st to the 23rd of December. And then you got Steve Curtis Chapman from December 28th to the 30th. And then there's going to be more filled in the dates in between, because you know there's going to be more dates than that. And if you want to do this, you can do it with dinner or lunch. There's packages available. Lunch is $35 per person, and dinner is $50 for adults. So, you know, $35 for lunch, $50 for dinner. And the restaurants that are in it is Beer Garden Restaurant, Chef de France, the Coral Reef Restaurant, the Garden Grill, La Hacienda de St. Angelo, Nine Dragons Restaurant, Restaurant Marrakesh, Rose and Crown, St. Angelo's, Tapianito, Tokyo Dining, Tutu Italia, and Via Napoli. So almost everything's included. I mean, there's a couple that aren't there. Living with the Land is not involved, and a couple other restaurants.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good selection. And if you're going to see the processional anyways, and you were going to eat dinner in Epcot at a sit-down restaurant, you might as well take advantage of that. I mean, by the time you pay for your meal and everything, you know, for an extra few bucks, you're going to get guaranteed seating at the processional. So I guess that's a good value.
I mean, it's to this point. Basically, the way I look at it, if 15 or 20 bucks is worth it for you to get a seat guaranteed without standing in line, so is that 15 bucks worth it to you to pay so you don't have to, so you can go on another ride? Is basically what it is.
Right, and it all gets back to time is money, right?
Exactly. Because, you know, you're talking a basic lunch at Rose and Crown is 15, 20 bucks.
Right.
So if it's $35, you're paying like 15, 20 bucks to guarantee your seat.
Right.
And dinner, if you eat at Le Cellier, you know, 10 bucks.
Right.
You know, because 43, what's the stakes now? Anywhere from $35 to $45?
Oh, 40-something. I just had one. What the heck was it? 42, I think.
Yeah, so it's like one of those deals. The dinner, if you eat at Le Cellier, definitely get the package, because you're not paying nothing really out of pocket.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I've never been down there at that time of year. I've never seen the processional, so that's on my bucket list to get down there a little later in the fall than I usually do, so that I can see that. But I could see myself doing one of the packages when I do that.
It's beautiful. We've seen it twice, and we loved it. It's absolutely a nice experience. And usually, I'm not one. You know me. I'm not a parade or a show kind of guy. But I really did enjoy that. It was a really good time.
Yeah. I've watched it several times on YouTube, and I know that doesn't do it justice, but it is a pretty spectacular show and pretty moving show, whether you're religious or not. You know, it's just pretty impactful.
Yeah, I'm just thankful that, speaking of that nobody's really pressed them about having that show, because you know how everything has to be politically correct anymore.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So I'm shocked that it hasn't been pressured to be taken away in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it never...
Not to make this a political podcast,
no,
but you
no.
get what I'm saying
no,
with
know.
The way everything is. It's like everybody nobody can have... It's like you can't have something without somebody else being mad about it.
Right. It just, you know, you can go back to just a simple argument. You know, people get offended if you say Merry Christmas now, which is insane to me, but some people get offended, or at least they say they're offended.
I get offended at myself for saying Happy Holidays.
Right. I go out, I mean, again.
I go out of my way to say Merry Christmas.
Right. And
it's in my DNA. It's like, it's my Christmas. Let me celebrate.
Right.
And if you want to say whatever to me that you're celebrating, enjoy. I don't judge anybody.
Right.
But let me say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It's how I believe.
Well, I mean, in your, I don't believe we're going down this road, but it, you know, it irritates me. Even if you look at all the Disney stuff, everything's happy holidays. That you very rarely, or I'll bet you won't see anything with Disney around the holidays that references Christmas.
Well, the very Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Yeah.
That, there you go. I'm just saying, I'm shocked. I'm thankful that they allow it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm surprised that hasn't been changed to Mickey's Very Merry Holiday Party.
Don't be surprised.
Exactly, but I'm thankful. And again, I respect any holiday. I don't understand why. What I'm trying to say is I don't understand why Christmas is so anti some ways. I don't get it. Like, celebrate whatever. I'm just happy when anybody's celebrating anything.
Right.
I just want everybody to be happy, if you follow me.
Right. But yeah, you,
no negativity.
Right. But
I hate negativity is brought to something positive.
Right. But how many stories do we see each holiday season, where, you know, a town won't let a nativity scene be up in front of town hall, or now they won't let them put a Christmas tree up. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Going to, the word, everything's too politically correct. It's like, let everybody just enjoy themselves. I don't care who you love, who you want to be with, who you're married to. Just be happy. Everybody's got to stop being so critical of each other. Let everybody believe what they want to believe, as long as they ain't hurting nobody.
I hear you. All right, back to the Disney stuff before they take us off the air.
Yes, you can change all that.
Is that all you had for news? I think that's all we had.
Yeah, not much more. Just the biggest news I have is I'm hoping to be able to go, and I'm looking forward to getting on the mine train. That's my goal.
Yeah, I mean, I know you referenced some of what you're going through and trying to put this together, and I do hope it all works out for you. I mean, you've been itching to get down there for a while now, and it looks like it's coming into a realization.
Fruition.
Yeah, there you go. And
I know the big words.
Yeah,
man.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to come to be for you. But, you know, really, I hope it all works out for you and things happen as you think they're going to and you get down there soon, because I know it's been killing you not to be down there for so long.
Yeah, the thing that's got me is with this whole thing is because I'm actually going to use my travel agent discounts.
Yeah.
And they have parameters around them. You got to have so many days to be able to get the tickets. You need 2 weeks to get tickets, and I can't book the room until settlement's definite. So it's kind of like it's like a trip I'm itching to plan that I can't plan. If you follow,
right,
me.
Right. You need it.
It's tearing me apart.
Yeah, you need a few more things to fall into place. It's like the dominoes. Once one or two things happens, then it'll all kind of go together for you.
Absolutely. Like, I am so looking forward to it. And like I said, my wife's looking forward to, it's been over a year for her to have a vacation too, like away, to go away.
Right.
Yeah. And she's looking for pool time and relaxing. So it's kind of going to be, this isn't going to be the, you know what, to the wall.
Right.
Vacation. This is going to be more of just a stroll around Disney World. For me, there's only like 7 must-dos on my list.
Only 7?
Well, dude, usually it's everything. Like, you know, my wife loves Soarin', so we have to do Soarin'. You know, I love Test Track. So they're like the main 2 must-dos at Epcot. And I know we'll get them done. And anything else we go on is a given. You know, I love Ellen. Spaceship Earth will go on, but I never worry about getting on that because there's never... You never wait to get on that.
Yeah, you can do that when you're waiting to get one of your other fast passes to come due.
Yeah. So, if we do Nordstrom, I'll be happy because I love it. But it's not going to be Doug dragging the girls around the park because we're taking my sister-in-law's going with us, too.
Right.
And at the Magic Kingdom, you know, I want to do Splash, Pirates, and Haunted, but I ain't worried about it. I know I'll get on them. The main thing the whole trip is just to do Mine Train.
Right.
Do Mine Train and see Downtown Disney.
You think you might try to do Mine Train multiple times, or?
Well, if Fast Pass is allowed, I just want to hopefully get on it once, and I want to take pictures for the site. You know what I mean?
Right.
Memories.
Right.
You know, I want the 3 of us to get on there. I might try to sneak over maybe one morning early while the girls are laying by the pool and do it again, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, not a bad idea. In fact, I was listening to somebody. I don't remember who it was. But anyways, they were saying from when you're at the Mine Train, from where you first go in the queue, if you were to get in line right there, it's 45 minutes till you get on the attraction. But the reason that's important is they said that the wait times posted are double what they actually are. It says like 120 minutes or whatever. So if the line isn't past the, you know, the opening of the queue, if you will, to get in there.
The entrance.
This guy was saying, definitely get in line. I mean, 45 minutes is still a, you know, it's a pretty long wait, but it's not the 120 minutes. And he couldn't figure out why they were doing that, but this seems to be consistent with that, and the same thing with the Elsa and Anna meet and greet. Same thing.
They do that with everything. It's always been that way. If you see 30-minute wait, it's a 20 or 15.
Right, right.
Because they don't want you... It's always better to be less. If you make people wait longer, then they get angry.
Yeah, that's true. Then they don't feel as bad. They just waited 45 minutes. They're happy, right?
Yes, they do that on every wait. We've known that for years. Because I've told Brenda so many times, she'll go, 20-minute wait line. I said, Brent, we'll be on in 5-10 minutes.
Right.
And we'll go over there, and literally, there's nobody there. I don't think that, you know, I just the way it is. They always want to make sure if there's a breakdown or something that they're not making you wait longer than what they told you.
No, that seems to make some sense.
Yeah, because I'm so looking forward to doing that. I'm hopefully, I know we'll definitely be able to get them. I'm hoping, because like I told you, we're having problems because of the 14 days of waiting for the tickets and waiting for the trip. I was stressing about not being able to get bands before we go. And if I can't get bands before we go, that means I can't do fast passes before we go.
Right, right. Well, like I said, everything I've heard, you know, hopefully you get bands and you're able to do it, you know, a week or two before you go at least. But even if you don't, you'll still be able to get them the same day. I'm telling you, I haven't heard of anybody getting shut out, you know, unless you're trying to get a fast pass for Mine Train at, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the day you want to do it. But you should be all right either way.
Yeah, because I mean, as long as I have a day or two, a couple days, you know me, I'll be on the phone hassling them to get me my my band.
Right, right.
I want my band.
Overnight
man.
Them. Like, overnight.
Yeah, I'll have one of the cast members fly in them personally to hand them to me to shut me up.
Well, I got to say, though, the times that I've done the magic bands, and I'm sitting here looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, I got 5 of them sitting in front of me. I mean, you order them, and I swear they come... second day they're on your doorstep. I mean, they come very quickly anyways.
Well, she said, she told me, or he told me, I'm sorry, Prince, I didn't mean that. I talked to another lady. No, it wasn't Prince. I'm sorry, Prince. It was the lady from the travels, not the agent. This is from the Disney sales department, because I had to talk to him about some things for the agency. And she told me, because that's who the agents have to go through. Like, I can't book through the regular Disney. I can't book like I booked your vacation. I have to go through a special Disney sales department for me to get my stuff.
Right.
It's a different booking engine on my Disney travel site. But anyway, I was told that the minimum is 6 days. Up to 6 days to your trip, they'll send out your band.
Right. I still think they could get them there, but they probably allow themselves that. They don't want to, you know, have you leave and you didn't get them, and then that's a problem. But
yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's their cutoff point.
Yeah, yeah.
They said 6 days prior to your trip is the last you can get a band. So I don't know if the 6th day you could call them, say, I want them, and they'll have them there 2 days later. You follow me?
Right,
but the
right.
6 day window
right.
is their... Last.
No, that makes sense. I mean, you could have weather, you know, stuff happening where, you know, the center that sends them out or whatever, trucks can't get around. I mean, there's things that can happen which, you know, could slow down the process. But I'm just saying, a normal, you know, every day, if you just order them, they come in 2 days, or at least that's been my experience.
Yeah, I've heard this. I mean, everybody I've ordered them, everything came, like, immediately. So they're good with that.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're. I mean, this is going to be more of a me taking pictures, a relaxing kind of a vacation, is what I'm looking for. We're going to do a couple sit down meals, but mostly we're going to just chill and relax. And I want to do some counters and enjoy some of the nooks and quiet places to go snack and eat and hang out at. I want to. You know, we're going to just chill this vacation. It isn't going to be. How can I put it? It's not going to be totally. Boot camp regimented, like everything's planned. It's going to be more fly by the seat of our pants vacation.
Well, like I said, I think I mentioned this to you before. I mean, I highly recommend, and you may not be tempted to do it, but if you have a chance, the Spice Road table, if you want to do exactly what you're saying, relax under the shade, overlooking the lagoon. And like I said, they have small plates there, so it's not like you have to sit down and have a meal. If you just want to, you know, kill a couple hours in the afternoon or whatever, and you know, they have those overhead fans and stuff going. It's beautiful, and the view is beautiful, you know, and you could just, you know, pick away at some stuff there or have a drink or whatever. That's a great place to just chill out, if you will.
Well, that's what me and the two girls plan on doing. We're going to be in no hurry. Like I said, there's like 6 or 7 things that I have to do, and even if I didn't do them, it wouldn't kill me because I've done them so many times, if you follow me. It's just going to be, oh, okay, that's open, we'll go on that.
Right.
We're here, we're going to go there. We're going to more play it by ear than just trying to dart. We're going to just do what I said before, like I've said to people with it. We're going to do the Animal Kingdom slogan for everything. Slow down, look around, and just enjoy yourself. I'm not going to be saying, Brent, we got to go fast. Let's go here. It's going to be none of that this trip.
Well, make sure you get your badge book there so you can get a few badges while you're over there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to see my boy.
Russell?
Yeah, I want to see my boy Russell. They don't use him enough, in my opinion. I like Russell. That was on the other day we were watching it. My wife gets so sad at that movie now.
Yeah, that is a tearjerker of a movie, really.
Yeah, she loves it, but it really I can't give it to her. She's not in a great mood. She's not having a good day. I will not allow that movie on TV. Ratatouille's the one that cheers her up.
Right, right.
She loves Ratatouille. So you got anything else, Dan?
No, that's pretty much it, Doc.
No, and we'll get more into my trip as it gets closer. As soon as it's planned, we'll be able to. As soon as it's planned, I'll be able to break it down a little bit more, what the plans are for the trip and what I, you know, want to get done. And as soon as that's done, I'll make my couple reservations. So, and we'll go from there.
Well, hopefully you have some nice trip planning in front of you.
Yeah, I'm only going to have, hopefully, a few weeks. Because if the house makes settlement on the 31st, we'll be heading down middle of August. So.
Yeah, only a couple weeks away, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping. But that'll be it, guys. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and on Facebook. Don't forget to email us anything, you questions or whatever. And we apologize for the couple-week delay with the work being done on our site. But if you want to contact us, it's wdwmmsmpodcast@gmail.com. Again, Twitter and Facebook. You can contact me and Dennis at WDW Main Street on Twitter. And or contact Dennis at Oakmont or me at Grumpy6767. Don't forget our sponsors, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooter's Vacation. And if you need a Disney trip, contact me at American Tourist Travel. And we have a travel page right on our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. We hope to hear from you guys soon. And I'll talk to you soon, Dan. Have a great week, buddy.
You too, Doug. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye. Well, guys, that's the show for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget our sponsors, American Tourist Travel and Scooter Vacations. And I hope you guys tune in again next week. And thanks again. So long.